Nation. Welcome to another episode of the Grow Like Cleaning Company podcast. As always, I want to start the show by telling you that you are amazing. I've actually been chatting with our guest, Jessica, before we started, and she just reminded me how much fun you guys are, you gals are, how blessed I am to get to hang out with you guys for a living and actually get paid. It's nearly ridiculous. Thank you so much for sharing the show, for being amazing human beings. Everything that you need. Oh, I was also just telling Jessica, we just launched yesterday a brand new program, the Clean Profit Method. It is the exact 9 steps that you need to grow your cleaning company. There's over 30 frameworks included in it that you get to fill out. I walk you through every single one of them. The biggest complaint I've always heard about any sort of coaching or help has been, I can't afford it. It's too expensive. This thing is $47 a month. It's month to month. There's a money back guarantee for the first month. If you love what I'm saying, have gotten value and want to take your company to the next level, go to growmycleaningcompany.com, sign up, become a part of the Clean Profit Method group, and we will have all sorts of fun together. All right, enough of that. Today we are chatting with Jessica DeCandia from You'll Have It Made. You'll Have It Made serves the Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas area with residential cleaning services. If you want to reach out to Jessica and her team, you can hold them at www.youllhaveitmade, and Youll is Youll, no apostrophe. That would be insane. Youllhaveitmade.com. Jessica, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
I am... if I was any better, I'd be twins, young lady. How are you doing?
I'm fantastic. Even better now that I'm talking to you.
Beautiful. And I got to tell you, Cleaning Nation, she and I have been chatting for 5 or 10 minutes before we got started. And this lady has got me fired up. So buckle up for a higher level of ridiculousness than normal, which is probably too much. But it's my show. We're going to do it. We're going to do what I want because Jessica's got me feeling spry. So tell me about you, Jessica. What's going on? How'd you get in the business? What's your world like? Do you got employees? You cleaning, married, single, kids, fish? What's going on over there?
I've got 2 kids. I started cleaning. I was bartending for a billion years before that. And what my end result was at that gig was not anything good. It was people stumbling home. I needed something more fulfilling. And so God sent me this lady. I had just reached out and tried to find something else to do that was in the daytime, not the nighttime, because my kiddos were little. And So here comes a lady that had a cleaning company, and turned out it was something I just love to do, and it's just grown from there, and I love what I do. I love it.
That is so crazy. As soon as you said you were a bartender, I'm like, that makes perfect sense, because you're so bubbly and you're like engaging. I'm like, why do I like you so much? You're like, oh, I used to be professional. I used to be professional at being liked by people. So, and if you gave me a beer, if you gave me alcohol, I'd probably like even better. So, and I don't even drink.
Right. That's exactly how it goes, though. I was sick of having that result. I needed a more positive, you know, giving back to the world rather than taking from the world every day after I left work.
Well, instead of helping your clients make a mess and vomit all over the place, you're helping clean up said mess in the next morning.
So it's a whole different vomit. Exactly.
Yeah, different. same problem, just different different end of it.
different way of solving their problem. Exactly. It's like, I'll clean up the aftermath instead of getting you there.
Also, I got to tell you, that's a big deal. If I was raised by a single mom, and I couldn't imagine my poor mom having to leave. I imagine bartender hours start around, you know, leave the house 5, 6, 7, 8 and get home at some crazy hour. I would not.
4 or 5 in the morning.
Yeah, yes, that's. Yeah, that's crazy.
It was impossible. Almost. And my boys are 14 months apart. So, like, everything is just go, go, go all the time. And just it was a God thing. It was totally a God thing. If anything, it was God going, okay, you should not be doing that anymore. Let's find something else. And so then I met my business, well, she mentored me. And here I am today. So yeah, that's where I'm at.
Love that story. Well, let's see if we can't keep this train rolling. What's going on in your world today that I can help make you make your life a little better?
So I've just recently decided to quit being I love cleaning. I'm not getting any younger. And so just here these past, you know, a month or two, I'm deciding to it's okay to not do this and to try to grow it to something else and take my talents and grow it through other people and, you know, duplicate myself. My problem is all of my clients for about 6, 7 years now, all referral based. But nothing has ever been official. I've always done everything verbal. I've gone in and done my bids verbal, talked about their pains verbally, never had a contract, never sent an email, never sent a letter, never sent any. It's just me on the phone or a text, and that's it. How do I go about making myself more official to be able to raise prices or like when I have, if I'm thinking of a promotion, I would like before school starts or after school starts, or just to be rather than text messages, how I make myself go from being Jessica to the business owner, the professional business owner, where I feel like I'll be not laughed at, but I just feel silly. So how, my question is, how do I transition from being Jessica to a more official business owner?
All right. I just love that question because I feel like I've been asked something like that a dozen times, but not exactly that directly and clearly. So I'm guessing there's lots of clinician out there going, yes, why has it, where has it been so long? Why has this been asked that? Because we've always talked about that. And there's always this underlying fear of, and I'm going to put words in your mouth. Feel free to correct me if you're like, no, I didn't say that. But like, I'm just not good enough, or I don't have my crap together, or I'm going to look
exactly
cool.
Yeah, no, exactly.
And how do I become, and I'm doing huge, if you're on the vid on the YouTube, you can see me doing the ridiculous huge air quotes. You podcast folks, you just have to trust me with the big air quotes. How do I make myself a real business?
Exactly.
Okay. So I'm going to answer. I don't know why, but always people, I have to like say a bunch of crap and then answer the question. So let me give you some encouragement.
All right.
And then I'll answer your question. But the encouragement is going to be the opposite of hopefully what you're thinking. There's two ways to start a cleaning business, and they're on the opposite end of the spectrum. In the middle, I think, is the right way to go. So the two kind of mistakes you can make, or over corrections you can make, is the first person is all about that. I'm going to get a logo and a website, and I'm going to form my LLC, and I'm going to get my attorney and my accountant. I'm going to get everything set up, and I'm going to have an office, and it's going to be fantastic. And they, which is great. There's all those things I just listed. Fine. I'm not, please don't hear me saying don't do those things. They're fine. But they're in $10,000 in 3 months, and they haven't had a customer. They haven't even sniffed or talked to a customer. Please, and you're at the opposite end. You're like, I haven't done any of that crap. Which is good.
Exactly. They're all coming to me, not to sound like I'm awesome, but like it's everybody's talked to me about somebody. That's why my entire schedule is booked, and I'm turning people down because there's nowhere to put them. But as you say, here's what you do. You increase prices.
Yep.
The ones that are terrible, go away. The ones that are good, hey, less work. I might be a little obsessed with your podcast. I might be a little bit.
Yeah, I get people like, I've listened to every one of them. I'm like, there's over 200. You're a crazy person.
I fall asleep to you. No, I'm kidding.
Well, no, I get a lot of people that, oh yeah, I fall asleep to you every time. I'm like, hey, I'm talking here. How dare you come on my show? All right. Well, as long as you don't fall asleep on this podcast where we're actually speaking, I think I'll be okay. I can get over it. All right. So that's the one end of the spectrum, which you are at the opposite. You are the, I didn't do anything. People came to me and said, I will give you money if you clean this. And I took their money and I cleaned that. And that's it. I have nothing else. How do I move to the other end of the spectrum? So far, am I tracking?
Yeah, completely. 100%.
Okay. So again, what we want to pick is the middle. I'm going to tell you how to get to the middle. But if I had to pick one extreme, I'm going to pick your extreme every dang time. Every dang time. People always say, when did you start your company? 4 months ago. How many customers do you have? None. Well, then you haven't started your company yet, right? A logo, a pie, none of that stuff is anything. Other people will go, oh, when did you start your company? Well, I just formed my LLC last week. Well, so you don't have any customers yet? Oh, no, I've had dozens of customers for 10 years now. Well, then you started your company 10 years ago.
Yep.
So you're getting credit for all this thing. Don't be fooled by some sort of legal entity or website or contract with your customers. None of that makes any difference. Okay, I shouldn't say, hold on, let me retract. None of that makes any difference as it regards to you being quote unquote a real company. You were a real company the day you took money for some sort of services and then provided those services as agreed. Okay, so all that foundation to say, you are doing just fine on your own. This is not something I'd freak out about or focus on. I'm still going to answer your question and tell you how to get there. So don't hear me going, you don't need to worry about that. And I'm not going to answer. I'll still tell you how to do it. But I want your focus to be on creating two systems. How to attract clients, the right clients, clients that match your core values and feel the same way that you feel. And they're already pre-sold and pre-sorted and predestined to do business with you, and how to attract employees that are already share your core values. Those are the two systems I want you working on. For sure, 80% of your time. That said, here's some ways that you can kind of move towards, I don't want to say be a real business, because again, as soon as you took money and provided a service, you're a real business. So I can give you some tools of how to streamline or systematize or codify that business, but don't mistake that for, well, before Mike told me this and I did A, B, and C, I wasn't a real business. Bull crap. You are a real business. You've got lots of customers. You're doing fantastic. So don't think this is the big thing that's going to change your world. It's not. It's just going to tighten up some loose ends. Is that a cool, like, upfront agreement, ground rules? Okay. Okay. So that said, focus on attraction, client attraction, employee attraction, 82% of your time. In your spare time over the next couple months, you can start doing these less important things. Fair?
Fair.
Okay. So first of all, do you have a legal entity? Are you just, because if you don't, if you haven't done anything, you just start taking money and doing work, you're what's called a sole proprietor. So you do have a legal entity. If you've gone and filed paperwork for an LLC or a sub S or sub C corporation.
I have filed paperwork. Yep.
Perfect. Okay. So
I am. Yep.
Are you an LLC?
Yes.
Perfect. All right. That would be step one. So that box check, you are a legal entity. And the reason you do that is if you do something terrible with it'd be really hard. You let your client's cat out and it gets hit by a car and she sues you for $7 million because that cat was her soulmate. If you have a limited liability corporation, it limits your personal liability. The worst that can happen is she can get a judgment for the assets of your company, but your personal assets are different, right? So that if you're broke and have nothing, it's not as important. But if you have personal assets, you want an LLC so they can't come after that. So that's why you'd want an LLC. That's step one. Step two would be, I would say a website. And I love your You'll Have It Made. That is so, I don't like the you'll because people are going to be like, apostrophe, no, that's confusing.
Yeah, that's true. Yep.
But so I might consider youhaveitmade.com if you can get that.
That sounds better.
Yeah, because it's just easier to spell. And don't do the letter U, Y-O-U, haveitmade.com.
Yeah.
And hurry up, because we've got about a week between when we record this and it goes live and someone steals your website.
Right?
So make sure you hurry up and get that today. Yeah, don't wait.
Tonight, right?
Yeah,
I sign up for the clean profit one.
Yeah, what should be, but you get a week head start or however long it takes for this to release. And feel free, Cleaning Nation, to email me back and be like, I tried to go buy it and Jessica had already done it. So we'll know it's shaken. So yeah, I love the name. I prefer You Have It Made over You'll Have It Made, but I still love all
okay.
that. So second would be a website, which you have, correct? Is that done or still in progress?
Still in progress. My brother is, he is secretly trying to help me with all this, but he also has a production company and he works at the university in Oklahoma and he's just a busy man. So, he's waiting for me to have all my ducks in a row and then he'll provide everything it is that I need. But that's, it's me going, okay. I can have a business. I don't have to be just the cleaning lady, just the cleaning lady. So it was me just getting enough gall to say, okay, brother, yes, this is what I'm going to do. So yes, he's just waiting on me to give him all my information that says I'm going to do this and then I'm good.
Okay. And I think this is step four in the clean profit method, but what you'll want to do is if you just want to put out a quick website, all you need is a landing page. So start with this. So you've already got the URL, you own, You'll Have It Made. And before you listeners hear this, you'll own youhaveitmade.com.
Right? Exactly.
You can literally use a product. I use ClickFunnels, clickfunnels.com. I'll put a link in the show notes page. There's other programs. You don't have to use that. There's just the one I use. But you can do a landing page in a couple hours by yourself. I'm not saying you can't use your brother, but you could do this all by yourself. And I'm going into this not just for you, Jessica, but for Cleaning Nation. As easy as who's your niche client? You've been listening a long time, so I'm hoping you have one.
Yeah, it's my niche is families, busy families. I like to help busy families.
Perfect. That's, what's their biggest pain?
Yeah.
What's their biggest pain?
Not having enough time with their family
or
just feeling spread so thin. Like a lot of my clients of them are stay at home moms, but they're not stay at home. That's the last thing they're doing is staying at home. They're doing the PTA. They're doing,
fundraisers. Totally gotcha.
Yes.
So here's what we're going to do. You can have a landing page. It literally just has a picture of a stressed out mom or the opposite, a mom spending time with her kids, looking happy.
Yep.
A big headline that says spread too thin, ? And I'm just literally taking the words that you said. Spread too thin, ?
Yeah.
Five steps to more time with your family would be the subheadline. Mm-hmm. And a big bright button that says download now. And when they click download, it asks them for their name and email address, the email address that you're going to send it to, right? You need their email address because you're going to email it to them.
Yep.
And then a page that says, thank you, because you're amazing. Click here to book a free consult or call now for a free consult. And then once you get their email address, obviously you're going to send them this five steps to more time with your family, which you're going to have to create. And again, it's all in the clean profit method, but the concepts are the same. And then you're going to start emailing them periodically with time-saving tips. Here's how to have more fun with your kids. Here's the best activity to do with a two-year-old. Here's, you know, 20 things you can do when your house is clean and you can go do what you want. And you're going to continue that conversation. Right. Yep. So they start knowing, liking, and trusting you, and they're ready to buy, they come back. So that's all you need for a website. You can make fancier, you can go nuts, but just to get started, two pages. One page saying, download this. The second page saying, thank you for downloading this.
Thank you. Yep.
Yeah, click here for a thing. And then you'll need an email provider, which could be AWeber or MailChimp, or there's 100 of them, free, paid, whatever you want, that just sends them emails. That's it. So get that thing done like tomorrow, sister. You don't need to wait on your brother. All right. So we got the LLC. We got the website. Contracts. People go nuts for contracts. Again, the only reason I've ever, and I've been in business 20 years, the only reason I've ever needed a contract is if we're going to go to court. Right. If there's some sort of, because if I say, Jessica, you said you'd pay me $500 a month, and you said, no, I didn't. I said $250. Well, we would. It'd be nice to have a contract for that. But if we don't, I can just say, well, I'm not going to come clean anymore, and you can go, well, fine, I'm not going to pay you anymore. We're never going to go to court, right? You'll stop paying. I'll stop cleaning. The only time we'd be in court is, again, I let your cat out of the house and he gets hit by a car and you try to sue me.
Yep.
Guess what? You can't put in a contract if you can't have that. Like, if I let your cat out, it gets killed. There's nothing wrong with contracts, but you don't need one.
I'm not against. I mean, I'm against them. I'm a woman of my word, and I think that's what's carried me this far. I'm not necessarily saying contracts. It's more for my price increase so that I can maybe possibly focus more on what you just said, employee retention. And
here's how you do that. You just call, hey, Jessica, it's Mike with you have it made.com.
You
that's right.
Made,
I bought it before Jessica did, sucker. you've been my favorite client for, and again, don't say that if it's not true, but I've just loved the honor of serving you, but it's been 7 years. I got to be honest with you. I'm dying here. I got to start. We got so much demand. I just can't keep up. We're going to have to hire some employees. The $237 I've been charging you, we can't do it anymore. We got to start charging $275. I'm going to give you a month just to make sure, you know, this isn't starting tomorrow, but you get 30 days at the old price. If that new price works for you, fantastic. I really appreciate it. That's going to enable me to serve you much better. I'm really looking forward to it. If somehow that's an issue and you need to switch someone else, let me know. I'll see if I can turn you on to someone that can take as good a care of you as I have. You're the best. That's it. Just repeat.
And so verbal, you're saying verbal is going to be the best. Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, how many customers do you have?
32.
Yeah, you could make all of those calls in a week.
I could totally make those calls 100%. I just didn't know if it was me trying to look professional and is not be professional.
Oh, good Lord.
You know what I'm saying?
Let me tell you, the last thing people care about is you being professional. You know what they care about?
Right.
Is how you make them feel. So if you send a very professional email with big words going, due to unforeseen circumstance and the rise in price of labor, it is unfortunate. We regret to inform you. They're not going to feel good. They'll go, wow, Jessica's professional, and I thought I liked her, but she's kind of a jerk. Like, what a rude email.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
If you call, just like I called, I think if of all the people listening, if we polled them, was that call that Mike had quote-unquote professional? The majority would go, not really. He was like, hey, what's up? You know, but
true. And that's me too, though.
If we ask them, how many people do you think Jessica felt special or cared about or important, more than, oh, yeah, absolutely. Obviously, he cares about this human. So trust me, screw professional. Let's go.
Right.
Let's go with making people feel special. Like, good Lord.
All right.
People, no one has ever said, you know, they made me feel really good about myself, but they weren't professional, so I'm out. Like, never.
Yeah, that's true.
It just never happened. All right. I think that's enough. So we don't need a contract. If you are going to use a contract, do a one-page service agreement, and it should mostly be sales, like encouraging them, telling them how much better their life's going to be now that they've got it made, right? So 82% of it is going to be about how great their life's going to be. And then the remaining, I can't do math, 18% is going to be, you're going to pay us, you know, we're automatically going to debit X amount on the first of every month, and we're going to do these, you know, and here's a brief outline of our services. And that's it. That like one or two sentences is all the quote unquote legal mumbo jumbo. The rest of it is just you telling them how great their life's going to be. And worst comes to worst, they go, I'm not abiding by this contract. I'm not paying. I quit. You go, okay. That's the same thing they would say now. The contract doesn't have nothing to do with it. All right. That is, did I answer all your questions, young lady?
Yes, absolutely.
Cool. I am going to take a break. You got me all fired up and exhausted. And we're going to hit the lightning round. I'm going to give you a chance to talk for 2 seconds. Three quick questions. I have full faith and confidence you're going to give three quick answers or three amazing answers. Question number one, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received, personally or professionally?
Take a vacation.
Oh, good Lord. That's
good. Okay. I finally listened to that advice last year and turned out it was the best advice I'd ever gotten. I just never, ever, 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 I thought it was foolish. Where would I have time? Where would I have money? How would I do that? And but then when my boyfriend forced me to go do that, turned out it was the best thing that's ever happened to me. So take time, whether you have money or not. If you're broke, stay home and just don't go to work for like a week. And that's okay. It really is okay. Everyone will survive. The houses that you clean will maintain until you get back on your feet the next week. Just, because you will burn out and you will exhaust yourself. Like vacation, not a month vacation, but a little R&R for you is definitely what the doctor ordered, for sure.
Couldn't agree more. That is probably my favorite piece of what I get to do for Cleaning Nation is, sure, people make more money. That's fun. Sure, people do all that cool stuff. But when people say, I haven't had a vacation in 10 years, and now that we're working together, I left my business for 10 days. And not only did I come back and it wasn't a parking lot, it ran just fine without me. That is my favorite part of the business. All right, question number
100%.
Two. What's the, now that you've been doing this a while, what's the biggest mistake you've made in the business that we can all learn from?
Thinking I'm the only one who does what I do as good as I do. just plain and simple. I know I'm really good at what I do. That's because it's my passion, but I'm sure there are other people that clean just as well. I always say like, I should, if I could just duplicate myself, there were two of me. And that's like the most narcissistic, like ridiculous thing on the planet, like ever. It's like, if I could just teach somebody what it is that's making me feel like I'm this good, then perhaps it would be more fruitful for everyone. But like, just not thinking that I'm the only one who can do the caliber that I'm doing. That's the most ridiculous thing in the planet. It's not true.
Just remember, the biggest hamburger joint in the world is not the place that has the best hamburger. It's McDonald's that has mediocre hamburgers at best, but they're best at creating an experience for their client and a consistent experience. All right, last question. What's one idea, something simple and easy that Cleaning Nation can put into practice right away as soon as this podcast is over that'll help make their business or their lives just a little bit better?
Pay it forward. Even if you're not getting paid to do something, but you see something that would be helpful or beneficial to someone, and just because you know that in that one moment of the day and they see whatever it is that you're going to do, and just pay it forward. Just do something just to be nice, and just because you know that would be the most helpful. Not because you're getting paid, but because that's what you want to do for someone. Because you just know when you call back to make sure everything was good for the day, that they're going to be like, oh my gosh, like I have been waiting to fold that load of laundry. Just something to that effect. Just something that wasn't in my routine, that it was just like, that's going to take me 5 minutes, but it's taking her forever or a week. And it's just pay it forward. Just do something that you don't expect something back from, that you'll get it back. God always pays everyone back. You pay it forward, you'll always be blessed.
Cleaning Nation, that works well with commercial and residential cleaning accounts. It works even better with kids, spouses, boyfriends, friends, parents. Pay it forward. Love it. Jessica, thank you so much for joining us. As you know, I am just digging your vibe, your passion. I appreciate you. I know Cleaning Nation appreciates you. Cleaning Nation, if you want to check out Jessica's show notes page and the new Clean Profit method, this is the first podcast I've ever debuted it. It's all at growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out. I will see you there.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer, Natalie, at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.